Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Beep-a-ba-ba-da-bop. Beep-a-ba-ba-da-bop. I think that's Scar, and I think this is a podcast called The Cuddle Club. No, it's called Cuddle Club, but it's not The. All the bands, do you remember when all the bands used to say The, this, and The, that? Anyway, it is a lovely episode today. Sian Harris, of course, and Rod Gilbert. They are both like a... Well, I think Sian's a writer, and she does do acting as well. And then I think Rod is a man. He does a podcast... Well, they both do a podcast together called The Throff. I've done better intros, I'll be honest. Okay, it's the excitement. The Throff is a very good podcast. I've been on it. We just chat shit. It's a bit like another podcast, I know. And Sian, who is lovely, Sian Harris, she wrote Man Down as well. So you can check that out on all four. And I think it's on Netflix, definitely on Netflix, actually. Anyway, we'll talk about that at the end. Don't eat your pudding before your dinner. That's what I always say. Let's get into it. Hello.
Hey, love.
Hello.
Hey, we were just talking off podcast, off mic, about you're at your granddad's, Sian, and he's got a carpet in the kitchen, correct?
Yes, carpeted. We're just carpeted everything. Everything is carpeted.
We were talking about piss mats.
As a result of that, because we have a little...
That's what we were talking
mat,
about.
Mat, Lou. You know, as you described it, Lou, so beautifully. A little mat around the toilet.
We didn't quite get to the bottom of it. I was setting up and you two were talking about piss mats, which is the little mat that goes around the toilet.
It catches the droplets of wee as...
Yeah, piss
mat. I assume it's for men, because if you're a woman and there's wee going everywhere, there's something... Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know how they work.
It's nice to treat your piss correctly and have a little welcome mat for
well,
it.
Well, you said you haven't got a piss mat.
Yeah.
I asked you off podcast, I asked you what the alternative was if you haven't got a piss mat, and you said just tiles that you wipe up on a case-by-case basis.
That's true.
Why wouldn't you have a mat that does that job for you time and time again?
How often do you wash
I'm going to go and keep QVC selling piss mats.
How often do you wash the piss mat?
Huh? You How don't. Wait, That's what? The beauty of it.
Now
get QVC on.
Does not...
No.
Get the shopping channel on. I'm going to sell one.
I'd like to know how much you're pissing on the mat, Sian. If you're washing the mat, it doesn't seem like
None.
A fair ratio.
I often put the little piss mat into the wash with like
she
clothes that we wear.
Mat.
And I'm very aware that this may include piss, which nothing else does.
It says on it may include piss underneath if you read the label.
But it's only men's piss. Women don't wee all over the seat and stuff.
You do.
I don't.
All sorts of stuff over the seat when you go to the toilet.
I'll shit on the floor, but I won't piss.
You need to get yourself shit mat.
I did know a girl who could piss up the wall like a boy because you pull your clitoral hood and then you can get like a lovely stream going.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
Yeah, it's early in the podcast to talk about this, but yeah, it's true. Well, she'd trained herself.
Don't God alive. We could.
Lou, I thought this was about cuddling.
Yeah.
So those shiwis are a total waste of money. All you got to do is lift, pop the hood.
Yeah.
And off you
I
go.
I don't think shiwis made much money. I don't think shiwis made much money, actually. I think
really?
The business collapsed. Yeah,
no.
It's very sad, actually. Maybe when you go on the shopping channel, maybe you could also...
I'll do that as well. Shiwis, piss mats.
Shiwi sales. Yeah.
I'll do a whole piss-themed hour.
Is Rod's career okay? I thought he had a Comedy Central show. Next thing I know, he was selling pissing mats on QVC.
Piss mats.
I don't see that as a downgrade.
You would be good at that. You're often telling me, why don't we get a nice little fluffy piss mat and put it...
I like a piss mat. I genuinely think a piss mat is good. And I would hate to be mopping up bits of off a tiled floor with bits of toilet paper. I think it's awful. That's an awful solution.
Rod, that's not good promo for your show that you think selling piss mats is a step up.
I didn't say step up. It's a sideways move, I see.
I'm sure
Comedy Central would agree.
Well, you could put this music under anything. How do you feel about the word cuddle? Tell me straight, I don't mind.
The word cuddle, I don't like it.
I don't like it much.
I have a...
What, the word?
I have a Welsh word for it, which I, you know, cwtch.
Cwtch.
Go on.
Which is, it's cwtch, and it, but it also means small, little place.
This so room we're sitting in...
We have a room
is the cwtch. Yeah. We call this the cwtch, this cwtch. Room. Is basically, it's got too much furniture in it and not enough space.
Yeah, and it can be uncomfortable.
The word cwtch sounds like a euphemism for a vagina. Cwtch, and when you say small... Cwtch.
It does if you say it like catch.
Yeah.
Cwtch.
Cwtch.
Cwtch doesn't sound like a euphemism for vagina.
Yeah, even more so.
Yeah,
cwtch. Yes, it does.
I've
yes,
never
does,
thought that.
You know
I've cwtch, lived here for 52 years and I've never once thought cwtch.
No, but it does though.
No.
And I can imagine somebody going, oh, you know, give me a cwtch.
Yeah. Let me stick it in your cwtch. You know,
you keep saying cwtch, you see.
Cwtch.
You're going to insist on saying cwtch. Fair enough.
In Wales, there's a huge craze. Like, we've got so many cushions and stuff with the word cwtch sewn into it, haven't we? There's a huge
thing.
We've
got one, to be fair.
No, but they sell them
everywhere. We're not fucking mental.
They sell them everywhere.
We've got so many cushions with love written on them. We have got one. I don't know where it came from, but we have got one. We haven't, done them all.
Lots of shops.
We haven't taken them all to the local embroiderer.
Lots of shops in Wales sell stuff with the word cwtch on it, and people love it, don't they?
Yeah, well, we seem to, apparently.
But now that you've said that it means vagina...
All of our cushions say minge on its sub-language. They all say we got minge, foo-foo, fotze, we got some German cushions.
Flaps.
Yeah. Chat, we got some good French cushions in the kitchen there. Cogno, we got some Spanish cushions. I seem to know the word for minge in a lot of languages.
Well, it's very feminist.
It is.
You do,
feminist.
Actually. Yeah, I was just thinking that. You're very well-travelled.
I certainly am.
And it begs the question, what have you been doing on your travels?
I don't think it does beg the question. I think it's pretty damn obvious.
He's the Michael Palin of the female body.
I am.
And you love.
I've done the same amount of air miles as Michael Palin, but just a very different job at the end of it.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay,
it's quick fire round, okay? So you have to answer these just quickly, and you can both answer.
We buzz in.
It's real quick, okay? What would you change? No, yeah, buzz in if you want. Make your own buzzer sounds, I guess. Right. What would you change about each other?
Just a total, completely everything. Just a wholesale swap.
What?
Wholesale swap. I've said it. It's quickfire.
He just wants a different life partner.
It's quickfire.
Yeah.
What would you change about me, if anything?
Sean, what would you change?
I think I'd rather have somebody who wouldn't say that. I think maybe go for somebody who had more tact, isn't it? And more kind of interpersonal skills.
Yeah.
I think
that's fair.
And also somebody who didn't wear a hat indoors.
Yeah.
A hat with headphones.
Don't wear a hat indoors.
That's...
All right, well, I could take the hat off. What are you going to do about your personality?
Nothing. I'll go get another woman.
Right, I've done what you wanted.
Give it to someone more grateful.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Thanks, Lou.
Oh. Cat nap or cat on the lap?
Cat nap.
Who's got a higher IQ?
Me.
Sean, we all said Sean. Okay, Tony Hawk or Real Hawk?
Real Hawk.
Real Hawk.
Real Hawk.
Love Hawk.
Really?
Yeah.
We get a lot of birds of prey in this area, and we like them.
We're very well matched.
Tony Hawk, you don't see him for fucking dust normally.
We're very well matched, except that Rod doesn't want me here.
Yeah, we're very well matched, but I would be happier on my own.
He's being humorous. I'm pretty sure he's being humorous.
Yeah, he must be.
I hope he's being humorous.
Must be, darling. Anyway, look, I just give her a little hand, a little cutch.
Oh, thank you. A little cutch of the hand.
Yeah, a little cutch of the hand. Yeah, look at that.
That's okay. Aww.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics. What's the worst thing you've done, or who you upset last? You can have either of those questions.
What did we last upset? You must have upset somebody. I can't think of anybody I've upset. Now, I think that says more about us, that we are just so thick-skinned and so we bluster through life just clumsily upsetting everybody.
Oblivious.
And we don't even notice.
She seems upset. Don't know why.
People are so moody these days.
Flipping, eh?
I can't remember upsetting anyone recently.
Okay, different.
No. You?
Not that I know of.
Apart from you.
How did you two get together? Can you remember that?
Yes.
I mean, was it a long time ago or not?
It was, wasn't it? Is it 10 years?
Fucking hell.
I have no idea.
What's wrong with you?
A long time ago.
It's more than 10 years. I think it's 15. Right. 15?
Oh, closer. You're getting warmer.
I don't know, mate. How long is it?
Even I know this, and I've got like actually medical problems.
Yeah, I know. But how long is it then? Is it 15?
It's about 15, yeah.
Oh, well, I was right then.
Well, second time when you added 50% to the.
It's only because I'm having such a good time.
We met in 2006 and we got engaged in 2013 and married in 2013 with a 7-month gap.
Actually,
we met in 2006 in a nightclub, a night spot, N-I-T-E.
Go on.
Night spot in Carmarthen, West Wales.
Yeah, in Carmarthen. It was Boxing Day. On Boxing Day in Carmarthen,
Boxing Day.
The whole town goes out, like everybody.
Very romantic.
Children, elderly, everyone's out on the lash all day. Yeah. It's like a tradition.
And then you end up in Chicken Cottage.
No, very romantic. Chick King.
Oh, Chick King. Chick King. Yeah, changed the name.
Which is a chicken shop. And we didn't go there, though.
We didn't go there because we'd found something else that night.
We'd found our own meat. Yeah. God. Nothing. But
what?
Basically, I started talking to Rod. And Rod was very, we were having a nice time. And then Rod kept leaving. He kept going away, even though we'd be in the middle of a really good time, I thought. And then Rod would just go, bye then, and just go off to the other side of the club and just stand there with his...
At pace.
Really quickly. And then, so really I... Really quickly. That piqued my interest. So I kept going over to him and going, what's going on?
What's going on? Why are you running away from me?
Why are you running away from me?
Why are you leaving your drink? You're just running.
This happened about four times.
Four times.
Until like the end of the night, I was like, well, there's something weird going on with this guy and I've got to find out what it is. And then
I was in the toilet by that point. The club had closed.
Rod was hiding in the loo from me.
I was hiding in the toilet.
Yeah. So I just left.
No, you weren't.
He genuinely was.
He hid in the loo.
I was the only one left.
He's the only one left. And I was like, where's that man gone?
So even then, so I tried running. You say you can run, but you can't hide. I couldn't do either. I tried running. She pursued me. I went to hid in the toilet. She still didn't go.
We shouldn't really be together.
She was outside like an angry plumber. Waiting outside.
So how did romance blossom from that then?
Exactly. God,
piss mat.
You thought
this toilet needs a piss mat. And Sean was like, I love piss mats. And then you were like,
did we walk home that night?
So no, how did it...
Did we end up walking home together that
no,
night?
No, you disappeared. I don't know where you were.
I was in the toilet. But didn't
I know, but I was like, he could...
Did you go then?
A grown man would hide in the toilet.
Yeah, it is
so
unusual.
I just left. I went home.
And then
I think we started talking about comedy in general.
What? When? That night?
No.
What, did I stay in the toilet that night and you went home?
Yeah,
then?
I went home.
Did you? I thought I eventually came out of the toilet or something and you were still out there and we ended up...
No. I just went home.
So I just waited in the toilet literally till you'd gone?
Yes. So that's how, yeah. And then further down the line,
but
we
why,
started.
Why, Rod? Why, yeah, why?
Shyness, Lou, shyness. Social anxiety, shyness.
Oh.
Simple as that.
Because I read about that in my Google search.
There you go.
That you were very shy at school. I didn't ask you about this because it's really annoying when someone finds one thing on Wikipedia and then everyone asks you about it for the rest of your life. Like for me, how do I get on being so hot in comedy? You know, it's the same story every time.
What's the answer to that?
I just get on with it. I just get on with it, you know. Yeah. But was you so shy you couldn't eat lunch with everyone at school?
Oh, yeah, and university as well. I think that's the university you're talking about, actually. Because in school, you're sort of so institutionalized from such a young age. I think I was okay in school. It was university when I finally left the warm bath of school, probably. School was a lot easier, I think. It was because you just bunged in, aren't you, with kids from primary school you've known all your life. But university, I was so shy that I didn't go to any lectures, seminars, that I didn't go and eat in the kind. I just used to go to the garage on my own and stay in my room. They intervened in the end and got moved me and got me a mentor and stuff because they didn't want me to leave, but I was trying to leave. So that was why I was running away from Sean and hid in the toilet. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Weird thing, isn't it? Weird.
But how
weird
come now you're not? It's so.
I am. I still can't go in.
But.
I still can't do it. I still can't go. This is what this documentary is about a few years ago. I still can't like go in. You know, I'll do a gig on stage, and then if I come off stage, I couldn't then go into a coffee shop and order a coffee. And I can sometimes. I can really get my head around it sometimes, but most of the time I can't do things like that. I couldn't go and eat in a cafe, or I go hungry. I come home without food, and I frequently come home, I haven't eaten at all
It is weird.
From 8 in the morning till the night.
Wow.
It's mad, isn't it?
You have no idea what other people are. Like, I never would have known that about you. I would have thought you were... That's insane to me. Have you ever thought about, like, doing anything about it? Like, trying any approaches about it?
So I did a little bit with the documentary. I did a little bit of CBT stuff and things like that, which, had I carried on with it, might have worked. I've done this... I've talked about this a lot, you know. I did it on Would I Lie To You, except we didn't talk about the shy bit. So I did a story on Would I Lie To You about sleeping rough outside a hotel for a month that I'd booked into in Spain. I didn't even check in. So I just slept rough in a square in Spain when I was supposed to be in this hotel for a month and paid for. But I couldn't go in and check
what?
In. So I did that story on Would I Lie To, but they obviously, for obvious reasons, cut the bit where I said it was because I was too shy. Yeah. So they just kept it as an amusing story. But I can see why. But it's not exactly Friday night entertainment. The bit where I said it's because I'm too shy. I got so shy. It's not exactly Friday night, 8:30 entertainment.
It's so debilitating. Olé, olé. It's so debilitating.
Yeah.
So debilitating.
Oh, it's
so tedious. I didn't realise that. So when we met...
You didn't realise that at the time, so that's why I was running away.
I just thought you were like mysterious.
No, I was mysterious as well.
So I was like, ooh, I've got to find out why this guy keeps hiding. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what it's like.
Then you find out. It's a disappointing answer.
Yeah,
isn't
it is disappointing.
He's not mysterious. He's just shy.
Was just
fucking loser.
But Sean, at least he'll never... You know that he'll never, ever have an affair.
True.
So that's great.
Exactly. Unless they're as, you know, diligent as I am.
Yeah, I've never asked anyone to dance or bought a girl a drink or nothing.
Asking
or
them to dance.
No, wow. That's what you did back in the day. We didn't have all these swipe right.
Whatever it is you youngsters do. That's proper Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, well, I'm closer to Pride and Prejudice than I am to swipe right. In age, I am closer to a dance in the village hall where you have a little somebody on a lute or you get the thing in the corner. And we all take somebody's hand and walk down the room, bow, and then step back.
Oh, Kennedy.
I'm that age. I'm not swipe right.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You made it through the holidays. Now it's time to figure out if that constant sniffle is a cold or allergies. Aspire Allergy and Sinus can help. I know you're busy. Who has time to get an allergy test and go in for weekly allergy shots? At Aspire, we make it easy by providing same-day results and a treatment plan tailored just for you. Forget the over-the-counter meds. Aspire has solutions that actually work, so you can say goodbye to allergies for good. Go to aspireallergy.com to schedule your appointment. That's aspireallergy.com.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and hello.
Touch quiz. Who am I thinking
cuddle
about?
Cuddle club's going well. It's taking a very serious turn, this cuddle club.
All right, so, change of pace.
We were trying to list minge in different languages a minute ago.
I have crippling shyness. This is a touch quiz.
How do we go from
minges
in different languages to social anxiety to touch?
All right, so I'm thinking about touching someone right now, and you've got five questions to figure out who it is. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Have they already been mentioned in this podcast?
No, but I'll give you a clue because it's quite hard. They haven't been mentioned, but someone with the same surname may have been mentioned.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, it's Chesney fucking Hawks.
No, but I've got
it's
a minute.
It's Chesney Hawk.
But isn't it Tony Hawk?
Yeah, but we talked about Hawks.
Oh, yeah, but his surname's Hawk. We'd never have got that.
No. Good choice,
though.
You'd
have to say it was the plural of something of a surname we were talking
about. Really good choice.
It is a good choice, though. Where are you thinking of touching him?
Where are you thinking?
Probably. His one and only location.
On his mole.
Has he got a mole?
Yeah, he's
Let
got
me
a lovely
just
mole.
Look,
get a picture
I'm
of him.
I'm just going to look. I'll touch him on the lips.
It's nice. On the lips. Why would you touch him on the lips? Why did you go to lips there? What are his lips like?
Because I just was drawn. That was just what my heart wanted. I was drawn.
Is it in a?
You can't.
Are you saying shh as well, like while you do it?
Like a shh.
I'm always. When I meet a new man, I'm always saying shh on the lips. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That
wouldn't surprise me. Are they usually in your basement when you meet a new man?
Yeah.
They're usually bound and gagged, aren't they? At this point.
Shh, mummy's talking.
That's what I say.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton.
That was Luke on keys, if you can believe.
Alan de Botton.
Okay, it's now time for Alain de Botton, okay?
I tell you what, it's very real format you've got here. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Very tight format.
It is tight. It's seamless.
Yeah. It's straight to telly, this sort of thing. You know, you're sort of wondering why it's not on Channel 4 right now, you know? Yeah.
Alain de Botton.
It's...
Who would you see hosting it?
It's odd to me. Good question. Alain, maybe it's Alain de Botton hosts the whole thing.
Who's Alain de Botton?
Alain de Botton.
Oh, well, you're about to find out. Oh. Alain de Botton. He wrote Status Anxiety, stuff like this.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's we're getting back to that, are we?
That'd be good.
Here we go. Alan's got something to say, and it goes like this. On a good day, for what can you legitimately be proud of yourself?
God.
Drinking enough water.
That's a good one.
Isn't it? Drinking enough water.
That's a lovely...
Surviving.
That's a lovely bar to set yourself.
Yeah, I'd say keeping a minimum standard of hygiene.
Like a dog. Have I had enough water today? Yeah.
That is a good one, because last night... I fell foul of that, didn't I? About 11 o'clock last night, I said to you, I haven't drunk enough water today.
Yeah,
and then I tried to put it right, but it was too late.
It was way too late to be drinking loads of water.
It was too late, and then I had to go and have three pisses in the garden last night.
And the piss mat suffered the...
The piss mat soaked it
all. I pissed in the field last night, three times.
Yeah, no, I wish he'd stop doing that.
Why?
Because it's not nice, love.
It's a long story.
It's, you know... I like the garden. I like relaxing in it. I don't want you going in.
Piss in your relaxing bit.
No, you know what I mean.
It stinks of piss now.
We have toilets.
Smell the roses.
Yeah. It's very good for stinging
nettles. Can you smell ammonia?
Will you piss? Anyway, I didn't drink enough water. That's the point.
Right,
the point is, there's a very low bar in this house. And if we have kept a minimum standard of hygiene and drunk enough water, that is a big old day for us.
I love that.
Yeah.
There's nothing else, is there? I'm not proud of anything.
Oh, come off of it. Your documentary.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I'm proud of it.
What?
No, because I don't know. I just don't feel. I don't feel like that about things in life.
Yes, you do.
I'm proud of. Do I? No, I don't. I just think they could be better. Could have done that better. Could be.
Yeah, no. You're quite cynical, but like.
No, I'm not cynical. Just,
no, that's absolutely.
I just never
positive.
Sat back and thought I'm proud of that. I wouldn't have that thought.
Do you know what's going to happen at the end of this podcast? I'm going to give Rod my healer's details, okay? Oh, and he's going
to. I'm too shy. I'm too shy to go to a healer. There's no way. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, he's too shy.
Well, it's online.
Oh, he's
online, so you're fine.
Even that.
You should go to somebody.
What?
Just for Sean's sake, if nothing else.
Exactly. Thank you. Gift, a gift to me. Thank you very much.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Best on-screen cuddle. I'm talking films. I'm talking TV.
Oh, I can't do these. I panic.
Sex
in the City, the first one, the first film, when Miranda and what's-his-face get back together. What, you cried at it.
I always cry at everything.
They, you know, do you know what I'm talking about? They get back together. Miranda and what's her boyfriend called? I can't remember.
Big.
No,
Mr. Big.
Small.
He's not the main character. Mm. He's the small guy that Miranda goes out with. Steve. The one with glasses, you know?
How did you forget that?
I don't. Yeah, exactly. So like, they get back together and they're not sure if one of them's going to turn up or not. And they get back together on a bridge and then they just see each other and start crying and then they hug and you were crying as well.
I always cry.
That's a good hug.
Aww.
A good cuddle.
I panic when you ask questions about TV or films or anything. All I can think of, this is what happens in my brain. Somebody asks me a question about TV or films or anything. All that happens is Arthur Fowler comes into my head. That's it. So it would have to be Arthur Fowler and Pauline.
I'm
probably.
Sure they had a good hug.
Yeah, they must have. That's all that comes to mind ever, every single question.
That's similar to me, I think. And I think of the Christmas Club money. Arthur Fowler and the Christmas Club money when he took the Christmas Club money. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Who did he have an affair with? Mrs. something. It was Mrs., wasn't it? They had a few good cuddles.
I don't know much about it. All I know is that whenever anybody asks me a question about acting or anything, I just panic. I just see Arthur Fowler in the kitchen. Not even in the kitchen, he's in the sitting room, actually.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the room. Yeah, I think.
I think we were all scarred by it. It was such a big storyline that we revert back to that whenever we're put on the spot.
What do you mean we? You can't claim that you do it as well now.
Oh, but he has popped into my head every now and again.
Coincidentally, after 15 years together, you've suddenly realised that every time somebody asks you a question about TV or film, you suddenly go to Arthur Fowler as well.
Whenever somebody asks me what I would have put on a bench. You know when somebody goes, what
Who
would
asks
you have
you
put
that?
On a bench? Well, you know, people. I always think of Arthur Fowler because he has a bench in Albert Square.
Jesus Christ.
It was such a big part.
Remember I told you about Sean's lies? Remember Sean's lies came up on our podcast when you did our podcast
still,
and I talked about Sean's lies. This is an example.
We are empathising because we can all empathise with little bits of stuff. So the Christmas Club money is a big memory in my life, the Christmas Club money.
Here's a question for you. How much was the Christmas Club money that Arthur Fowler took?
£250.
£200.
We'll have to Google it.
We will have to Google it.
I think it was...
Michael Palin?
I think it was £84.
What?
Yeah, I think so.
Nah.
I don't know. We'll have to Google it.
It's hardly worth it, is it?
Depends how busy you are, I suppose.
What's her name?
Depends how successful you are. We'll do it.
Do you want to be in a bubble with me? A cuddle bubble? Another question. Nearly there, actually.
All we've got planned today is to go upstairs and dribble into a mat, isn't it? That's all we've got planned for the rest of the day.
Hang on. I don't understand, not to keep harking back to this, but I don't understand how you can be so outgoing and funny on podcasts and everything, and then on stage, and then in real life, not.
That's very kind of you.
It's true.
To do stuff.
Very kind of you to
it
say
is
that.
True.
It's true.
For years, I thought it was an excuse just not to talk to me.
I talk to you. Hide.
Oh, yeah, you talk to me now.
Yeah.
When we first met, I thought it was, oh, God, what's wrong with me? Why is this man? I've never made a man hide in the loo before.
I have.
Have you?
Intentionally.
Yeah, of course I have.
What happened?
You know, hello, darling, where you going? No, I mean, I must have. I mean, my memory's bad, isn't it? But it feels like I must have.
I must have, yeah.
Feels like I'm not getting to this age without
You're the kind of person that makes men hide in toilets, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You feel like the kind of person.
Well, one jumped off a boat once.
Oh,
I was talking to him at a boat party
to get away from you.
No, I actually went and say, "Well, we don't
Are
know."
Are you saying you were chatting somebody up and he threw himself overboard?
And then I went in and saved him.
Oh God, he's so like, get away from me. Let me drown.
Did you give him a kiss of life?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh
God. He must have been so annoyed he went in after him.
I know. And then he got a tetanus injection and I didn't get one and I thought, bloody hell. But
no.
Yeah, I mean he was off his face on Eckers as well. Anyway, the point is, Rod, how is this possible? I don't understand.
Don't know. We're contradictory, aren't we?
That's
we are full of a bag of contradictions.
Okay. Yeah.
And inconsistencies is all I can put it down to.
Oh, I'm going to send you a list of things like hypnosis, my healer, and other stuff like that. And you can let me know how, and then you can come back. You can both come back on and let me know.
I'm fine once I'm talking to people. Yeah. That's the thing. Once you get past it, I'm fine. I like meeting new people. And I'm quite chatty and things, but I can't approach anyone.
We were talking that evening.
Comedy's made life easier for me because now people approach me and I know what it's going to sort of be about usually. So it's kind of an icebreaker, isn't it? It's taken away that weird awkwardness of, oh my God, what am I going to say to them? Or, you know what I mean? Or how do I start a conversation or things like that? So it's actually quite helpful, I think.
I find that as well. Because if people know that you do comedy, then it gives you a green card to be a bit funny and a bit kind of, whereas if they don't know you're funny or into comedy, then I feel really, I don't know, especially maybe being a woman, I feel a bit weird saying things that could be taken as really rude. Whereas if people are expecting me to be funny, they're like, oh, it's just charming funny, isn't it? You know what I mean? Rather than, I'm so sorry.
Comedian first and a woman second, which is why I married you.
Oh.
Yeah, that is nice, actually. But also, yeah, because women are, like, we're brought up to kind of manage other people's emotions and do the thinking and projecting and all that shit. And it's easier if you opt out of that and be like, no, I won't be doing that, thank you. I'll just be making like dick jokes in the corner. Come join me if you like, you know. Or hide in the toilets if you don't, you know.
What I'm saying is there are options.
Yeah, there's options. There's options.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, that is the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
That can't be the end of it. We're still mental. I thought you were going to sort us out.
That's the end.
But we've still got all these problems.
Yeah, but you're going to
Privately, I'm going to sort you out.
Off podcast.
And then you're
going to send me
and tell me how it was.
So the end of the podcast is you're going to send me a healer, hypnotherapist.
Very
I'm together and I have a lot of counselling. You definitely need counselling.
You're literally going to flood my email with healers, psychotherapists, CBT specialists.
Yeah.
Mental health workers.
I've got a very good thing for you, which is called, it's something you do with the eyes, which I recommended to other friends, which really made a difference.
You don't know anybody who does meals on
wheels.
I'm going
to send it all to you, and then we're going to...
What is it?
Then we're going to have another podcast, and then you're going to see how... tell me honestly how it went, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll
get the couch ready.
You did hypnotism once with me. You tried hypnotism.
When did I try hypnotism with you?
I went to a hypnotist. And the lady gave me a thing to listen to before going to bed. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you were all kind of cynical and poo-pooing it and going, a load of rubbish. And I gave you one of the earphones. Do you remember?
No, I fell asleep. You can't,
and it was 10,
that's not what...
literally, it was 10. Not, this is a pile of rubbish. 8. So I can't believe you're paying for this. Oh my God. 6. 5. Oh my God. And then honestly, by the time 4, he was like, ah. You were out of it.
Yeah,
you
I fell asleep.
Absolutely out
of it. Yeah, because it was boring.
Yeah, right. It was hypnotism.
Is that the point of hypnotism? Is that the whole point of hypnotism? It just makes you go to sleep. There's more to it than that, darling.
You don't fall asleep. If something's boring, you don't fall asleep in 6 seconds.
I do if it's really boring.
Like properly under.
If it's really boring. I've never done more than 6 seconds of a TV show when we start watching TV at night.
Oh yeah, that's
6
true.
Seconds. I've never done 6 seconds.
That's true. Whenever we watch TV in the night, Rod's asleep in 6 seconds.
But is it something with me on it? No, but I've got this hypno app, and I shared a room with a lady who was so loud at snoring on holiday, and then I put my sleep app in and it would send me off to sleep within a minute. It was so good.
You're doing well, Lou. What are you doing sharing rooms with a stranger on holiday?
A loud stranger.
I know. As I said that, I thought, oh dear, they're going to judge me for this. But what it was skate camp. You don't get to choose. Everyone mucks in. It's very humbling.
What's skate camp?
Share rooms with people.
What is skate camp? And why are you going at it on it at your age?
What's roller skating camp?
You're not asking the right questions here.
Well, I mean, were you...
But we did say next year we'd do it ourselves and get a house.
Right. Who's we? You and your mates went? I love
me
roller
and my
skating.
Mates, yeah. And the age... exactly. And you're older than me. And the age range of the roller skating girls was 19 to 44.
No way.
19 to you.
To me.
I love roller skating.
Exactly.
I love roller skating. I would love to go on roller skating camp. I'm not asking to come.
Well, if you do, bring your sleep out, but that's all I'm saying.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Okay, I'm gonna cuddle calculator now, and I give you your cuddle type. So this is quite exciting. Never done a couple one before.
This is exciting.
Okay,
how does it work?
Well, I put it in the cuddle calculator.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And then it just comes up with it. So it's very clever. Okay, it says, the great primates, chimpy, not skimpy, and not too much finky. So I hope that clears it all up. Don't sigh, Rod. Don't fucking sigh like that.
I'm just not sure what that meant, that's all. I heard it whirring away, the machine. I heard it whirring away, but I don't know quite what...
It makes total sense.
What does it make sense. Again?
Chimpy, not skimpy, not much too stinky. That's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us to a
T. Is it? Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't argue with the fucking results.
Is us to a T, then? I'm not arguing with them.
I paid a lot of money for that bit, Kit.
Yeah, I'm just asking. I know it's a complicated bit of equipment, but that's why I need a little bit of explanation. I'm not arguing with the results. It's like when somebody does diagnostics on a Land Rover and you go, well, I'm not arguing with the results, but can you just explain it to me?
Yeah, well, you're too thick to get it because it's not too much thinky. So you wouldn't understand it if I tried.
That is true.
Isn't it?
So not too much thinky means thick as shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luke, can you imagine if Rod went to see a hypnotist?
Yeah.
This is the kind of grief that Jerry's too cynical.
I wouldn't go and see one, I told you.
Well, hypnosis is a thing. That is a real thing. You don't even need to be a believer for that because you're just talking to your subconscious mind, which in science, they think the subconscious mind rules whatever, 80%. I'm not a scientist, you know?
Yeah.
So that just makes sense.
The problem is the me and Sean haven't got subconscious minds.
Oh, shut your cake,
Cole. I was born without one.
Look, I don't know why you're roping Sean into this.
Sean didn't want one.
I don't know why you're roping Sean into this. Sean doesn't need hypnosis. Sean is absolutely bang okay. You know, it's you we need to work on.
Bang okay.
No, she's not.
Bang okay.
Those two things are not mutually exclusive. I'm not saying it's not me that you need to work on, but the moment you finished, you need to get Sean on the couch.
We need to get mental. The only reason we need to work on Sian is because, you know, of the choices she's made marriage wise. You know, that's where she's suffering.
I've made some really damaging choices.
I agree with that.
No, come on. He's a lovely lad. I hope we didn't gang up against you, Rod. Really, I hoped not. But obviously, I will be sending the healers to you, obviously.
I'm not fine, though.
I will await all the remedies.
I can't wait for you to do this. This could be a documentary and a follow-up where I suggest all these alternative things and then you go on them and we see where you're at. Because
you
honestly, it's changed my life. That's changed my life, this stuff.
Really?
Has it?
Yeah, it really has. Yeah.
You a documentary, you try and sort me out.
It was lovely to see you,
and
I'll see you for the next one when I'll come back on yours and then you come back on mine when Rod's done the stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep this going.
Yeah. All right.
Done.
Bye.
Deal. Lovely to see you, Lou.
Lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Well, that is what I'm calling a lovely bloody chat. Okay. We could have gone on for ages, but you can't chat all day. You've got to get your Excel spreadsheet up now and again. Anyway, so if you want to watch Man Down, Sian Harries or Harris, depending on where you live, she wrote, some of those series, and it's very good, and it's on Netflix now. If you want to see Rod Gilbert on tour, I guess go to his website, rodgilbertcomedian.com, and he's doing his new tour very soon, and you can check him out on Growing Pains on Comedy Central. Also, I told you at the start, but I'll tell you again, they do too, do a podcast called The Throth. Froth. It's a hard word to say. It's a lovely podcast to listen to. Yeah, so I guess we're over, you and me now. But just till next week, okay? Love you, and stay in touch with the old tweeting and subscribing. Really, just stay in touch with the subscribing. You know what I mean? It's at Cuddle Club Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, I pat you down every damn day if you follow me. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dallas. Tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at aspireallergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to aspireallergy.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.